Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
We got to get the rest of the leads going this morning. That includes one right now from Courtney. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's Rapture Day. And so I found myself on Rapture TikTok yesterday. My algorithm was just people talking about the Rapture. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen?
Anxiety level must be tapped for you.
Oh.
Like you got to be in the red on this thing.
Absolutely.
Right.
What I found really interesting, and if you don't understand what the Rapture is, it's those that God is going to save will be ascended.
By the way, earlier on the show, and this is a texter who pointed it out, very assumptive of you to assume that you are among those who will be saved.
I pray every night. I have no idea. None of us do.
Right. All you have to do is repent. If you repent, it says in the Bible, you'll be saved.
You don't know until it happens later on today or perhaps tomorrow or maybe even Thursday.
Well, repent now.
Given the way things go, it's going to be 10:04 a.m.
the rest of the people will be left here and then terrible things happen. But what I found really interesting were people that are very confident that they are going to ascend, that they are going to be saved in the rapture. And one of those people has become, I would call her, a rapture influencer.
Okay.
Melissa Johnson, who not only is talking like it is definitely happening today, that she and her family are going to ascend, but she is preparing her house for those who are going to be left behind.
Oh, okay.
Here is Melissa.
So yesterday I posted a video asking, what are we doing to prepare our homes as Christians for the people who are left behind? So like, here's my little list. And then I went ahead and did these scriptures that elaborate a little bit about what Christianity is and how important it is. And then I did a letter to people, and I'm gonna leave it. I don't know what I'm gonna do with most of this stuff. I just want people to have as much preparation as they can. I'm gonna go to the store today and stock up on Bibles and some other things like candles, because I think that there's not gonna be any power. I don't know if there is, cool. If there's not, at least we've got that covered. So anyways, let me know in the comments if you're doing something and add it to my list.
Seems like a lot of work. And also, is she going to leave him any food? That would be the first thing. I would appreciate some sandwiches or whatever.
Are you going to keep the receipts in case the rapture doesn't happen?
She has a full pantry stocked for these people. She has door codes written on her doors for people to enter at their leisure.
Yeah.
She has these straws that you put into any type of body of water, and it filters the water for you.
Life straws.
Yes.
What does she do when it doesn't happen?
Exactly. But for me, you hear little children in the background of her videos. aren't they terrified? Like, these people that are so confident that this is happening, are they telling this to their children as well?
Courtney, your mom has you check the, like, 600 spots of every hotel room when you're
Yeah, but my mom doesn't tell me the world's going to end on Tuesday. Say goodbye to your friends.
Well, right, but your mom's a creeper. Your mom's not, like, deep and heavy into religion like that. She's
My parents go to church every Sunday.
But she's probably telling them, we're repenting.
Are there a lot of people on TikTok who believe that it's actually happening?
Yeah. There was one man, I believe, in Australia, which Australia is ahead, so nothing's happened there yet.
Yeah.
But he sold his car, gave his car away, said he doesn't need his car anymore.
Gave it away?
Yeah. Posted about it the other day, said, don't need my car.
Now, listen, any chance we could get this woman on Beat the Geek on Friday if the Rapture doesn't happen?
I can
reach out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. She's a Rapture influencer.
She has become kind of the Rapture influencer,
And you were worried about what you're supposed to wear for the Ascension.
Well, there was one girl who did a funny TikTok, very tongue-in-cheek, that said, what are we all wearing?
Yeah. Well, you should probably do one of your videos where you're like, guys, get ready with me for the Rapture.
Yeah.
If you want to wear the same thing I'm wearing, link in bio.
Yeah, make some commission.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll keep you up to date.
Right.
We'll let you know when the Rapture is happening, should we get early advance notice on it.
If you want to know what to do, go see the movie This Is the End with James Franco
and
Seth Rogen.
Good movie?
Yeah, well, it's kind of about this here.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're left behind because
such a funny movie.
The world will burn up anyways.
Right. Okay. But that's a bad death.
All right, Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I'm wondering this, and as I started to think about this, and I believe Drake May has talent. And I think he is going to be a good quarterback. And I would say the Patriots need to do something that they didn't do for Mac Jones, but they should do it for Drake May, and that is get this man some talent. And I know the trade deadline is still, you know, over a month away, November 4th. Mm-hmm. But I ask the question is, to really know what Drake May could be, I think you're going to need to get him a legitimate guy, whether that's through a trade, a disgruntled player at the trade deadline that might want a change of scenery, and hopefully if the Patriots are still in the mix and still competitive enough, if they can beat Carolina and push them to, would that make them 2-2? They might be thinking about those things, but I feel like if we really want to know what Drake May is, he's going to need that. And I know we talked about that a lot with Mac Jones when he was here.
Yeah.
And I would, you know, criticize him and saying, you know, I don't think it would matter that much because I don't think he's got as much talent than Drake.
And just to be clear, Steph Diggs is not that guy.
No,
doesn't count.
No, Steph Diggs is not that guy. Listen, we love Steph Diggs. You know, we love the fact that you were in a relationship with Cardi B. Man, more power to you. You got a bad one right there, brother. But he is not that guy. He's a possession receiver.
Wiggy, I wholeheartedly agree, but do you think they'll actually spend the money necessary to get a guy like that?
I don't know, but if they don't, they are really, really not doing Drake May justice to really see what he could be.
Isn't this an indictment on the Mac era when you're seeing him? Nobody thinks Mac's great. I have fun at his, you know, at Shime's expense. He's not a great quarterback in any way. But look at what he is. Look at what the Dolphins got out of Tua, who I think, in hindsight, is basically Mac with great weapons around him.
Well, to Mac's credit, like, when he plays with Brian Thomas Jr. last year in the Jaguars, like, he's not terrible. When he plays with Ricky Pearsall in the San Francisco 49ers and Christian McCaffrey, he's not bad.
Yeah.
Like, it helps every quarterback to have actual weapons.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it, brother.
You mentioned Patriots. Great weekend for sports.
Mm-hmm.
Some good college games.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State, Ducks, your Bulldogs.
Taking on Bama.
And Bama. I believe there is a Chiefs-Ravens game, which is happening.
Correct, 425.
425, the greatest thing in the world.
And the Ryder Cup. And so Keegan Bradley, who we had on this show not so long ago, is the captain of the U.S. team and spoke yesterday at Bethpage in New York, where the Ryder Cup will take place, about his decision to pay U.S. golfers. So those on the Ryder Cup team will get $500,000. They can keep $200,000 of it, give $300,000 of it to the charity of their choice. European players are not being paid. They're trying to turn this into an advantage for the Euro guys because they are playing for the love of the game while the Americans are making money. Here's what Keegan Bradley said about that yesterday.
I'm not concerned about what Europe does or what they think. I'm concerned about what my team's doing. And, you know, I was tasked with the job the PGA of America asked me to do. And, you know, this was what we decided. And, you know, we wanted to bring the Ryder Cup into today's age. And we felt like this was the best way to do it. We copied a lot about what the President's Cup does. You know, we did the best we could. And I think a lot of good is going to come from this. I think the players are going to do a lot of good with this money. And I think it's great.
Any issues with these guys being paid?
No problem. You know what the Europeans are? Suckers. Suckers.
Yeah. Well, I would say this.
Remember those great T-shirts they had at Brookline?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Like the hideous T-shirt they all wore on the final Sunday.
Yes, yes.
I would just get shirts that said "Say thank you" on the front, and on the back it would say "You'd be speaking German if it wasn't for us."
I would say I would love for you, because we got what, Winter Olympics coming up this winter. Hold that same energy, because I say the same thing when it comes to the U.S. Olympics, where they don't pay our Olympians.
Well, they get something, but not a lot.
But these other countries, they give them bread. Yeah. So I have no issues with you, especially in these type of tournaments, paying your best players to give you an opportunity for you to win, you know, the Ryder Cup, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ryder Cup.
Yeah, so I'm with all that.
And Keegan Bradley seems dialed in on this, Shime. Like, literally, like a hardo. Like, he wants to win this.
Oh, yeah, there's nobody that wants to win this more than Keegan Bradley. Yeah. He wants this more than anything. We'll get to more golf-related audio in They Said It as well. Greg, a little tease for you.
Okay.
Curtis loves audio from this guy because he may be one of the biggest douches in all of sports.
Oh, I love it.
Well, that is a developing storyline when it comes to the Ryder Cup.
Correct.
Is the chippiness, the back-and-forth taunting between the guy you're talking about, I believe, and Bryson.
He is one of the guys chirping at Bryson. Yes.
Okay, excellent. All right, those are our leads. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Lions take down the Ravens in Monday Night Football, 38-30, the final, after a big fourth quarter for Detroit. Lamar Jackson completed 21 of 27 passes for 288 yards and 3 touchdowns in the loss. But we got to talk about Lions running back David Montgomery, who had 12 carries for 151 yards and 2 touchdowns for the winners. The Patriots are mourning the loss of former Vice President of Player Personnel Bobby Greer. Greer worked for the Pats from 1981 until 2000. He passed away at the age of 82 over the weekend.
Can we all say a prayer and continue to say prayers right now for my man, my beloved Bill Parcells, because the Greg Hill Show jinx is a real thing.
Yeah.
And I am sorry that
he looks very healthy.
Even Bill brought it up.
I'm not worried about it. He looks very healthy.
The socks are screwed. Like, what Greg did yesterday you should be banned from Fenway.
Screwed.
Screwed.
We have a legit pennant race for the first time since 2021 going on.
And the
right
two
now.
The two Six. Teams they're facing to end the season are diabolical.
We are in the catbird seat. We're sitting at number two. We don't want home field advantage. We don't care about being home at Fenway. Like, let's go. Let's lock this baby down.
Yeah.
I didn't believe in jinxes until I started on the show, and then even then I was like, yeah. Yeah. But now it is a real thing. Yeah.
Greg, you know what I say about the Sox? Why not us?
Well, those Sox are back in action tonight. Their second-to-last series of the regular season is against the Blue Jays in Toronto. 7:07 first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. That is what's trending. When we come back, we've got They Said It.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.